Nearly 3,000 bills are expected to be introduced in the 2018 legislative session with the top issues of homelessness and affordable housing. House Health and Human Services Committee Chair Representative John Mizuno supports homeless safe zones.
Three administrations, and what have we really accomplished? We're still the highest per capita in the nation for homelessness. A safe zone can be done. We can have security. The concern is liability. The other concern many people say is NIMBY, not my backyard.
But safe zones have been proposed by lawmakers before. One has been set up in Kona on the Big Island. Senator Carl Rhodes, vice chair of the Judiciary Committee, says two major stumbling blocks remain.
You got to find a neighborhood where people are willing to accept it, and I think that's probably going to be very difficult. The other problem is, as a constitutional matter, I doubt that we have any way to make them go.
Homelessness and affordable housing as legislative priorities have been overshadowed in the past by marriage equality, medical-assisted suicide, and funding for the Honolulu Rail Transit Project. The State Council on Revenues, meanwhile, raised tax collections by $14 million for a total of $6.6 billion in general funds. Governor David Ige wants some of that money for his supplemental budget.
I am asking for $1.497 billion in CIP improvements. Our estimate is that 14,000 jobs will be created by this funding, of which about 5,500 are in the construction industry directly.
During last session, 230 bills, or 7.8% of the total, passed three readings in the House and Senate for the governor's consideration. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.